Welcome back to Inside the Numbers. It's time in the show for the Weber Mortgage Spotlight Game preview. And it's no surprise, the Weber Mortgage Spotlight Game this week is the Sugar Bowl, the semifinal between Clemson and Alabama. The Rose Bowl, they'll decide one of the finalists in the afternoon. And then the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night will decide the other one. Of course, Alabama and Clemson meeting for the third straight year in the playoffs. The Tigers are defending champions after beating the Tide 35-31 in last year's game. The Tigers are the number one seed. Bama's the number four seed. But Mike Bernard, for some reason, those guys out in Vegas, they've got Alabama favored to win this game.
That's right, Coach. Clemson did actually open as a one-point favorite at most casinos. The public went to the window, and they moved Alabama up to a small favorite, up as, around three, actually. Basically, the Sugar Bowl and the Rose Bowl, they're complete toss-up games because the four teams are rated so closely in Vegas, even the sharps can't find value in these games.
Well, these two teams, I mean, they've played neck and neck for the last 2 years. And Coach Dabo Swinney, he's got that Clemson program really where the Alabama program is. You know, they don't have to rebuild. They just reload every year. They lost numerous players to the NFL after last year's championship, and they're in the hunt again. Of course, Alabama, they've been in the playoff each of the first 4 years. This is the third straight year the Tide and Tigers have met, but it's the first time that the winner won't immediately be crowned the national champion.
That's right, and this is the rubber match. The Tide beat Clemson in 15. Tigers, of course, won last year, and this year's winner is going to play either Georgia or Oklahoma. And again, four great teams that are so closely rated, it's a toss-up. As for Clemson, reloading as opposed to rebuilding, Coach, I think the turning point was the 2012 Orange Bowl. Clemson got annihilated. They gave up 10 touchdowns and 70 points to West Virginia. Dabo brought in Venables as defensive coordinator, and he really, in my opinion, started the trend of massive contracts for assistant coaches. And since they gave up 70 to West Virginia, the Tigers, 6-1 in bowl games with wins over LSU, two wins over Ohio State, two wins over Oklahoma, and a win over Alabama. Clemson defense of 2017, night and day from the one we saw in Miami 6 years ago.
It is, and a lot of the blame was put on Kevin Steele, and no doubt the 70 points the Mountaineers put up on Clemson was ugly. And as defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele took the blame, and it cost him his job. But it's really wrong to paint that year's Clemson defense or Steele in a bad light. You got to look at first-year offensive coordinator Chad Morris. He was still trying to find his stride at the college game. Clemson didn't just get blown out in the bowl game. They were 2-4 over their last six games that year, and the offense struggled in five of those games. Now, you never know what the magic formula is. I mean, Steele, who's a great defensive coach, you see what they're doing at Auburn right now. But you can't discount what Brent Venables brought to Clemson. It's all about timing because Brent Venables, he was happy at Oklahoma, worked many years side by side with Bob and Mike Stoops. And then when Mike Stoops left Oklahoma to go take the job at Arizona, Venables became the defensive coordinator, not co-defensive coordinators. But guess what? After a few years, Mike gets fired at Arizona. Bob brings him back to Norman. And again, personally, I feel that Brent felt crowded and he was ready to make a move. And listen, it's worked out quite well for all parties involved. Mike Stoops and the Sooners, Mike's the defensive coordinator there for the Sooners still. They're in one semifinal. Brent and the Tigers are in another. And Kevin Steele, obviously, he seems to have found a home at Auburn. Hey, his defense shut out three of the four semifinalists. They gave up 14 to Clemson, 17 to Georgia in the regular season game, and Georgia got a late garbage score, and Alabama only got 14 against his defense. And I know that they gave up 28 to Georgia in the SEC championship game, but they had absolutely no help from the offense with the injured Kerryon Johnson out. Let's go ahead and bring in the president of Weber Mortgage, Michael Weber. Michael, hope you had a great Christmas. As always, it's good to have you on.
Thank you, man. Happy New Year's Eve day or something like that. Has anybody even thought about the fact that New Year's coming with this kind of football being played? I don't even know if anybody knows that it's almost 2018.
I'm in total agreement with you there. I tell you, that it's always crazy for me at this time of year. I just lose track of the days, and somewhere between the week before Christmas and the week after New Year's, I couldn't tell you what day it was.
Yeah, I bet for sure.
Michael, what
well,
about
this?
This is going
to be an exciting one, boys.
Yeah, I think so. I was going to ask you. You know, you've seen these last two matchups, Alabama and Clemson. You know, everybody looks at the last couple of years, but they've played a lot over the years.
They have. Bama leads this all-time series 13-4. They've lost three of their last four in the Superdome, but the win that they had in that Superdome was BCS title game over LSU. Dabo, of course, going back to the Superdome and the Sugar Bowl, he was a walk-on wide receiver for Bama in 92. And, you know, guys, obviously as an alum, there have been several years, not so much the last couple, but before that, where a lot of people felt like, a lot of Alabama fans, I would say, felt like Dabo was sort of like the coach in waiting. Whenever Saban left, Dabo would be the natural choice to come in and lead the Tide. But that was really before he got to the level of success that he has gotten to and brought Clemson to. And now Lord willing, Saban never leaves Alabama if you're a Bama fan. They've got him propped up against the goalpost like the bear, you know. But at some point, you'd love to have that. But if he could sustain this success at Clemson, I can't imagine a reason that you would leave the position that he's put in there, other than, you know, Bear's famous mama's calling. So, this is a really interesting wrinkle to me, just because we have I know a lot of Clemson folks. In fact, you know, I'm good friends with somebody who is in direct family with Dabo, and this is such a fascinating matchup just because of Dabo's background. And it was fascinating the first time or two that happened, but now it's almost become an annual tradition, right? It's like turkey at Thanksgiving. We see an Alabama and Clemson playing in the postseason. So it's fascinating, and this year I'm sure is going to be no different. It's going to be just an exciting game that comes down to probably the last possession.
I'm in agreement with you there, Michael. I think this should be another classic. I certainly don't see a blowout coming on either side. And, of course, both Clemson and Alabama have had have history of blowing teams out in the semifinals of the playoffs. I don't see that happening. I think this is going to be another instant classic type game. Now, one thing you were talking about, the BCS title win over LSU, much has been made that Nick Saban has not won a Sugar Bowl as the Alabama head coach. I don't think that's going to have much to do with this game, but I do think it's an interesting fact. The other thing is, you mentioned Dabo coming back to Alabama one day, maybe. I think that you have to look at this almost like the old Vince Dooley coming back to Auburn. Back in 1981, everyone thought that Coach Dooley would make the trip back over to Auburn because Mama was calling. But again, he had built something up at Georgia. He had such a program built at Georgia, and he had Herschel Walker in the backfield. It was kind of hard to walk away from that, and I don't blame him for staying in Georgia. So if and when that time ever comes, you know, it's going to be a tough decision for Dabo, and of course the natural pull of coming back to your alma mater. But at the same time, what he has built at Clemson is just phenomenal, and I don't see any end to it anytime soon. And speaking of building programs, Michael, you guys there at Weber Mortgage, y'all not one and done. Y'all have built this thing from the ground up, and you are every single week, y'all are winning in the mortgage business game, helping people get into the right mortgage.
Coach, my father started this company October 20th of 1999, so we're 18-plus years into this thing, and I've been fortunate to be a part of it since 2002. We've continued to grow. We've grown to a size where we have a lot of resources that we can provide, but not to such a size that we're some kind of battleship that's hard to turn. So when when decisions need to be made and processes need to be changed in order to adapt to a very, very changing industry, we have the flexibility to do that because of our size and because we're a local company. So, yeah, we're very blessed to be where we are. We're one of the few true brokers that still exist in the state of Alabama and in the Birmingham market. And we're part of this broker network that we talk about each week, where we have connections all over the country. So we're thrilled to be able to help people all across the great state of Alabama, and we're excited to have this broker network of people all across the country, so that anybody who's listening can call us. And whether they're buying a house, you know, 2018, the projections are that it's going to be a great year to buy a house. We're seeing property values going up. So getting in early on that rise is imperative if you want to maximize your value. So I think we're going to see a lot of people move this year. The interest rates will be going up, but right now they're still extremely low from a standpoint of a 30-year loan. I think the average is well over 7% over the last 30 years through Fannie Mae, and we're still in the fours. So we're in the low fours and the high threes. So it's just going to be a great year. If somebody out there is thinking about buying or refinancing a home, we hope they'll give us a call at 205-823-6701. If they're in the state of Alabama, we'll work with them personally, and if they're outside the state, we'll connect them with somebody who will take just as good care of them.
And, of course, you can go on GameDaySportsRadio.com. You can follow the Weber Mortgage link right to the site. You can do a lot of preliminary work even before you pick up the phone and call. But, again, it's easy to get in touch with Weber Mortgage no matter where you are in the nation. If you're listening to the show, they can help get you straightened out and get you to someone who can help you get into a great mortgage situation. All right, Michael, I've got to ask you. I know you're an Alabama alum, big Crimson Tide fan, but take those crimson-colored glasses off for a moment. How do you see this game being played out?
Well, my pupils are actually crimson, so it's hard to take off. But I think the difference in this game and last year's game is at the quarterback position for Clemson. I think the downfield strike is more of a variable this year than it was last year, with one of the most incredible quarterbacks that we've seen play in college football last year. So I think these short passes are going to be a little bit easier for Alabama to contain, especially if their linebackers are back at near full strength, like we believe they will be. I think the outcome of this game hangs on Jalen Hurts. I was not impressed with his play in the Iron Bowl. I felt like he didn't have his best game last year in this game, even though he did some things that kept him in the game. I didn't think there was a lot of downfield consistency on Alabama's part. In the end, I think it's a toss-up if I'm looking at it objectively, but being an alum, obviously, I'm going to take Alabama, and I'll even lay whatever points you got in this one. I think Saban's got a lot to prove. I think Hurts has a lot to prove, and I think under a new offensive coordinator, Alabama has really done a better job moving the football, even though I think they're going to have to do some clock possession in this game, because Clemson's offense is just – if they let them stay on the field – and they can't get off the field on third downs, if Alabama's defense can't get off the field on third downs and convert on third downs, it's going to be tough. But I'm going to take the Tide.
Okay, Mike Bernard, you heard Michael Weber. He's going to take the Tide as an alum, but he really feels the game's a toss-up, as you've kind of said that. And everyone points back to this benchmark of the 2012 Orange Bowl for Clemson. I mean, you know, how does all that factor into the way you see things?
Well, guys, when I look at it, first of all, you know, all the points have been made, and those are good points that you've talked with me off the air and what Michael Weber talked about. But I really feel like Bryant and Hurts, both they're going against great defenses, and they're both going to force them or attempt to force them to throw downfield. So who knows what's going to happen there, because neither quarterback has shown consistency in that area. But, Coach, you were talking about the 2012, and I keep referring back to that because I feel like that's when they got their identity. And a lot of it, and it wasn't to bash Kevin Steele or those defensive players, a lot of it was, you know, just culture and the culture change. Since that point, Clemson's covered 7 straight bowl games, and they've won 8 straight non-conference games. Now, Alabama, they have a good record when they're coming off a loss. They're coming off a loss to Auburn. But coming off a loss against the point spread, they're only 3-14. So when they lose the next game out, they only covered 3 of their last 17 against the spread. Of course, the line's real low this year in this game. The Sugar Bowl, the Rose Bowl, they're so tough to call. When I break down this game, it handicaps to the under. But, hey, the last two meetings, these teams put up scores of points. So I'm probably going to pass on the total. I'm going to have to wait until game day, see if there's any significant line movement to try and find value here as a handicapper. Just my thought is, as just a college football fan, I think I'm going to lean to Alabama here, but I feel like Clemson's the more complete team.
Okay, Michael Weber, you heard Mike Benardi thinks Clemson is the more complete team. And, you know, I think this game's going to come down to turnovers. I think that's going to be the difference, a big play. Everyone goes back and looks at the game out in Phoenix 2 years ago. I think the turning point in that game was the onside kick, and that's just like a turnover. You're taking away a possession from the other team. I think if they kick the ball deep or Clemson gets that onside kick, I think Clemson probably wins that game. But again, that's you know, all, it's always easy to look back, and as Coach Dye used to say, hindsight always 50-50. That's the way that is the way that works. But guys, listen, no matter who wins the semis, I think there's some interesting side notes in this national championship playoff this year. If you end up having Clemson and Georgia, of course, you've got backyard neighbors. They're only about 70 miles apart, and they'll be both of them be taking Georgia's about an hour from Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in Atlanta. Clemson's about 2 hours. And Kirby Smart will be facing Clemson again in the national championship game, but this time he'll be wearing a red coaching shirt instead of a crimson coaching shirt. Clemson, Oklahoma, Clemson defense coordinator Brent Venables, if that happens, he gets to go and play his former employer. If Alabama and Oklahoma meet, everyone remembers when Oklahoma dissed the SEC and beat Bama 45-31. In the 2014 Sugar Bowl, I believe it was. And listen, there's still some bad blood left over from that game, even though the seniors on this team were freshmen and redshirt freshmen back then. If you talk about Alabama and Georgia, you got too many to list them all. Of course, Nick Saban, you got the Kirby Smart connection. The most interesting thing to me is the Jeremy Pruitt factor. He's already been named Tennessee's head coach for the third straight year. Bama's had a coordinator pulling double duty, trying to serve two masters. Kirby and Georgia, they were able to pull it off to Saban's satisfaction. Lane Kiffin in Florida Atlantic, and not so much. But Jeremy Pruitt, he will not shortchange the Bama squad. And whatever happens with Alabama, it won't be because Jeremy Pruitt wasn't all in for this run. Now, think about this. If it ends up being Alabama and Georgia, as soon as the game is over, Pruitt puts on his orange coaching gear and goes to work rebuilding the Volunteers. Guess who else does? All he has to do is look across the sideline. Georgia linebacker coach Kevin Shearer, he's going to be named defensive coordinator at Tennessee as soon as the Bulldog season's in. I'm telling you, it's more complex than a 1980 soap opera. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on Inside the Numbers.
Picking college football winners every time isn't easy, but picking the right mortgage company is. Weber Mortgage has been helping people buy homes since 1999. Literally thousands of people are living in their dream homes with the help of Weber Mortgage. I'm Michael Weber, and using Weber Mortgage is a sure bet. If you're thinking about buying a home this year, call 205-823-6701 or visit us at webermortgage.com. That's 205-823-6701 for Weber Mortgage.
The best in sports talk and analysis is at GameDaySportsRadio.com. Every week, Mike Benard and longtime college coach Boji Wood break down the biggest matchups in both college football and the NFL. GameDaySportsRadio.com features interviews with top coaches as well as current and former players. Get all the information you want in one place. GameDaySportsRadio.com. Previews and breakdowns of this week's NFL and college football games are just a click away at GameDaySportsRadio.com.
And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Inside the Numbers. I'd like to thank Michael Weber, president of Weber Mortgage, along with Mike Bernard of OTM Sports. And, of course, I want to thank all of the GameDaySportsRadio.com staff and you for tuning in. Until next week, I'm Boji Wood saying so long and a Happy New Year.